Well, good morning, boys and girls. I'm so glad to see you guys here this morning. So tomorrow is a very important day. Tomorrow we celebrate Memorial Day, and it's a day when we remember all the men and women who have died helping protect our country. And sometimes we use flowers to remember them, and these are poppies. This is a poppy. Okay, so way back in 1915, during World War I in Great Britain, they started using poppies to help them remember as a symbol of remembrance of people who had died protecting their country and protecting their freedom. And so whenever we see poppies, they're a sign of remembrance. They help us remember the people who have died protecting our country and our freedom and the freedom of others. So there are lots of things that we sometimes use to remember people who have died. So sometimes people put flowers in the sanctuary to remember loved ones that have died. Sometimes they dedicate hymnals or Bibles. When you go back to your seat, if you open the hymnal or the Bible, there may be a dedication in the front, and that's to remember their loved one that's died. Sometimes we have special pictures or books or stuffed animals or whatever it is to help us remember a loved one who has died. So there have been Canadian geese hanging out in our field for the last few weeks. Some of you may have seen them out there. There's been about six of them. I'm not sure they were out there this morning. But every time I see a Canadian goose, I think about one of my granddads. I think about Pop. So Pop died when I was 10. And when I was a kid, he bought some Canadian geese for his pond. And he put the Canadian geese on his pond, and they flew to the pond down the street. So he went back and got them, and he put them back on his pond, and what do you think they did? They flew back to the lake down the street. So this went on a couple of times until finally he gave up and he just let them stay on that pond. But when he died, when we got back from his funeral, there were all these Canadian geese out in their pasture, and it was like they were saying goodbye to Pop. So every time I see a Canadian goose, I think about Pop and I smile and I remember how much he loved me. And I remember all the fun times that we had. So when you have something that reminds you of a loved one or a pet that has died, when you see that thing, you smile because you remember how much you loved them and all the fun times you had with them. It's really hard when you lose somebody or when you lose a pet because you know that you won't see them again until eventually you go to heaven too. But they live on in your memory. And so every time you see something that reminds you of them, you can smile because you know that they loved you and you had a lot of fun times with them. And eventually, you will see them again when you too go to be with God. And that is great news. So, if you see something this week that reminds you of a loved one that has died, smile and remember all the happy times you had with them. Now we're going to pray, and then you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for things that remind us of those we love who have died. Thank you for all the men and women who have died protecting our country. We are so grateful for them. Help us remember that when we are sad, we can always talk to you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.